It's not always apparent from the outside that the Catholic Church is always very good at listening to laity. But let me just actually quote somebody, Pope John Paul II. At the end of the Synod on the Laity some years ago, he was talking to all of the bishops in the world, and he said, all of the bishops, we must develop dialogue, discernment, consultation and collaboration with laity. Now, at the moment, I'm trying to begin to move forward in that. We have in all our parishes pastoral councils. We have different bodies that we consult with people. But I'm hoping actually to start a new initiative this year, which will involve a wider consultation with all of the laity in the diocese about where we are now and how we might go forward.
How's that going to roll out?
First of all, at the local level, to encourage people to begin to discuss things, to get to know their own parish, but then also to get a sense of being a parish in a greater diocesan context. In other words, don't become too parochial. Have a conversation about your local area, what's going on there, but also then learn to talk to the neighbours, learn to talk to the diocese. And I say learn to talk, discernment. Discernment means we can hopefully get a sense of God's will, but also get a sense of how do Christians, how do people of goodwill talk to each other. We need to do that by listening, by hearing, and then responding, hopefully in a God-given context. And of course, what I'm hoping to do is help people along that journey, to form them a little bit in that journey.
Is that the laity talking to other laity, or the priest talking to the laity and then feeding back to you?
I think ultimately it's about everybody talking and listening to each other. So, for example, you know, there are perhaps some old-fashioned Catholics who might say, well, the bishop's job is to tell us what to do, and let's call that the top-down approach to life. Now, I have to say immediately, I'm not a great believer in that, partly because that ultimately doesn't work in my view. So I think what we have to do is to encourage people to have conversations, to encourage people to have conversations ultimately with me, but also then they need the reassurance that I and the diocese will actually listen to them.
So those who warm to that as an idea, they could feel really pleased about the way the diocese is going then, that within their parish they can go and talk to their priest, and what makes suggestions on how things can develop within the parish?
I hope so, very much, that people will have that kind of confidence. At one of the preliminary meetings when we were planning all of this, somebody said, well, why all this? You know, what's the problem? What's going on? Why do we need to change? And my response immediately is, we live in a changing world. And actually, if you come to Essex and East London, the thing that strikes you immediately is the pace of change in education, in society, the town and cities around us. And so we either have to change or actually we'll fail the people who we're serving. I have what's called a bishop's council. And they're people who help me in the regular running of the diocese. About every 2 weeks, we have a council of clergy. And actually, I've appointed two women to that, two sisters, actually. I'm hoping to give a different viewpoint in some ways on what goes on. And they're also, by the way, we have what are called vicariates, special departments of the diocese, and they head up the vicariate for the consecrated life, for those people who consecrate their lives to God in a special way.
Is this a move towards some sort of feeling that perhaps in the future women could become priests?
Some people would perhaps make that jump. All I would say is that at the moment it's simply about realising that we need to listen to each other, to involve other people, and also to recognise it's our church. I wouldn't have thought at the moment that's on the horizon at all in a realistic sense for the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. But what is, however, a really pressing demand, I think, and I really do believe this, is that women need a voice in the church. Of course they do. And I'm hoping we can move forward more and more.
And is that a voice that would be accepted by the male priests?
In most parishes, priests are really, really happy to learn to listen and are already listening to lay people. And of course, that involves women and men. Indeed, at the heart of many parishes, you'll find women actually running many things, and quite right too. I'm very anxious that in the diocese, I consult with people, with clergy, with laity. And actually, by canon law, by church law, I need a body of consultors. Now, it doesn't matter where they come from, but as long as I have a body of consultors. And the nice thing about canons is there are a semi-permanent body of senior clergy who hopefully will offer me some wisdom and now and again a bit of holiness.
As parish priests, they're all very, very busy. Will they be able to cope with the extra responsibilities of being a canon?
I hope they will. Apparently, we're going to meet about four times a year. It should be a pleasant meeting, some prayer, some discussion, and then hopefully lunch together. And I hope there'll be the freedom there for them to give me some advice when I ask it, but also some advice when I'm not asking for it too.